Wow. Thanks for figuring that all out. Yeah.
I'll be right back with you in just a moment.
No problem, no problem. Thanks.
Tippy Ashen.
Hi, Tippy.
Hi, who's this?
Ann.
Hi, Ann. How you doing?
I'm okay. This is kind of amazing.
Are we the only two on the call?
I think so far, yeah.
Okay.
Is your mom coming on, or?
I don't know. My mom's there.
Oh, that's what I thought. That's what I thought, because I called lately, and, yeah. I wish I could come, too. Sippy?
Yeah?
Is your mom reachable on her cell? If
she
I ever wanted to call her.
She should be. Maybe you could call her after this call.
Yeah, okay.
Hello, everyone. This is Barry. Who else is there?
Ann?
Sippy?
Here.
Let's see if there's... So, Ann's here.
Mm-hmm.
And Sip, I'm Sippy.
Guys, I'm gonna try and figure out a better way to hear this. It's gonna be hard to.
That's okay.
This is Susie.
Hey,
hello.
Susie. It's Susie Maxson, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, I never know how many Susies people know.
My mom, Susie Maxson, on the line too.
Who's answered the phone?
Hey, this is Barry here with Dory.
Uh-huh.
And
Martin Mill.
Oh, Martin.
Hi, Dory.
Martin. Hello, last person.
Hi, this is Ethan.
It's Ethan Mill, Mom. You remember Ethan, right?
Hi, Dory.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi, Dory. This is Martin.
Martin Mill, also.
Martin. Hi to Martin.
Yeah. Hi, Dory. It's Ann Daskal.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Fine, hon. You hanging
good.
In there? Good.
Okay.
Yeah. You tired?
Just tired all the time.
I bet.
Hi, Aunt Dory. It's Zelig Tarabello.
Uh-huh.
Just calling to see how you're doing.
Hey, Dory, Jessica asked me to say hello for her. She couldn't make it to the conference call, but she asked me to say that and to send her love to you.
That's Ethan, Mom. That's Ethan.
Okay.
And his wife, Jessica, can't make it, but she says she's sending her love.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Dory. This is Martin.
Hi, Martin. How are you?
I'm fine, Dory. I just want to thank you for being the greatest sister for Betsy and helping her so much when she needed it.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was needed.
Yeah.
And she's the greatest.
I want to thank you also for helping me when I came to visit in Vermont and in Silver Spring.
David Sperling here.
Hi, it's Yaakov Tarabello.
What's that?
It's Yaakov Tarabello.
Oh, hi, okay.
Yaakov.
Mom, that was David Sperling and Yaakov Tarabello. But Martin, I'm sorry, you were cut off. Can you finish what you were saying? You were thanking Mom for when you visited Vermont, right?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to thank you, Dory, for helping me and being generous to me when I visited you in Silver Spring, and then the times I came to Vermont. That was very nice of you.
He's thanking you for the times you visited in Silver Spring and Vermont. It was very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Dory?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, it's Anne. Listen, I just want to say I'll never forget the days we spent over visiting Wayne, and you took Wayne State, and you took photographs, and we hung out. That was a great day. I had a wonderful time with you visiting Detroit. And just want you to know that.
Hey, it's Zelig Tarabello, and I guess as we're saying our thanks, I think I could speak on behalf of all of the Tarabello children that are of the age that remember the 1970s when our fondest vacations were driving off to Washington, D.C. in our parents' station wagon and coming and staying by you and Dave and, you know, everything you used to do and making us comfortable and getting us kosher food and everything. And, you know, I think I can speak on behalf of our whole family and thanking you for that. And, you know, just being able to spend time with you and the family and the kids.
Dory, this is
Yeah, I'm here.
This is Yaakov Tarabello.
Tarabello.
It's Yaakov Tarabello. Yaakov.
Yaakov. I prepared a little bit. You know, on behalf of the family, I didn't check with everybody before I got on the call, but I think when I say this, I speak for everybody that we cherish the good times that we shared, the family parties and all the family anniversaries, bar mitzvahs and wedding celebrations over the years. We appreciated your frequent holiday visits to Detroit to attend the many family events, even though you had to travel such a distance with great effort. Yet somehow you still always managed to arrive with personal handmade gifts and a smile. But still, the best gift of all was the presence of you and your family. We recall the great efforts that resulted in great times in the summers throughout my youth to bring our families closer together when we visited in Washington and in Vermont, where you cheerfully turned over a kosher kitchen each year. You're a superb sister, one that I know my mother always could count on to make her happy. When you're together with my mother, it meant so much to her. Everyone that is present can feel that special love that you share as family. We hold you dear to our hearts. Your beautiful smile and the way you warmly greet each of us with the most encouraging of words in your own special, loving way will forever be etched in our minds. You're a terrific aunt, and we do love you dearly.
Thank you, Yaakov.
Thank you, Yaakov, for saying all that. That's wonderful and true.
Thank you.
Dory, this is David Sperling. It's good to hear your voice. I'm grateful.
David Sperling.
Can you hear me?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm happy you're on the phone.
She can hear you.
I'm so glad to hear your voice, and I want to express my love for you and, of course, for providing a son for a wonderful son for my daughter Sharon.
Dory, it's Susie.
Who is that?
Susie.
It's Susie. It's Susie Maxson.
Hi.
Hi, Susie.
I'm so glad that we got to spend a week together in New Hampshire. Was it a week? However many days it was, I'm sorry about the camera, but that was very special time for me. I just wanted to remind you about Sclobus.
You wanted to remind what? Her of what?
Sclobus.
Globus.
Oh, Globus.
Right. You guys have some sort of inside joke.
It's a workshop pet that Dory had.
Hey, Dory, this is Ethan again. I wanted to thank you for the there was this trip my family took out to Vermont years and years ago. I think it was 1985, and you showed us such great hospitality, and I just wanted to thank you for that. Also for the hospitality you showed back in 91 when I came out to Washington, D.C. I mean, that was the first trip I ever took without my parents. So thank you. Thank you. And thank you for being such a great aunt and for everything.
Hey, everyone, I just want to let you know, Dory, Mom, my mom has a big smile on her face.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good.
That's but great.
It's wonderful to all be together.
Yeah.
Hi, Dory, it's Rachel Berger.
Hi, Rachel.
Carabello, Edie's daughter.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Yeah.
Just wanted to let you know we're thinking of you. We love you.
That was Russell.
That's Russell.
Yeah. They're thinking of you.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. You know,
they remember me.
They remember you, of course.
Totally. You know, Dory, it's Anne. Hi, Anne. Yeah, I hope to see you again. I want to say I'm sorry that it took us so long to get to know each other and meet and spend time, but it's been great to get to know you and the rest of the family, and I really just love you very much.
She's got a big smile on her face.
Yeah, you're a doll. You're a doll. And so are your kids and grandkids.
Anybody else out there, or someone just showed up on the line? I heard it ring. I heard it bell.
It's Daniil and Riva.
Can you speak up a little louder, please?
Sorry, it's Daniil and Riva in Passaic.
Hey, it's Daniil and Riva, Mom. Daniil Cherubello. Riva Cherubello.
Hi.
Hi. Only just heard from you the other day, but I was glad to hear from you.
No, it was so nice to come and visit. It was really, really, really special. Thank you. It was really... Our kids are still talking about it, and they had a great time with Daniel's children.
Thank you.
Daniil, I'm sorry I miss you, but we'll meet up sometime. I'll meet up with your family sometime soon.
Yes, yes, definitely. So my parents were there earlier today?
Yeah, yeah. Your parents were here earlier, and Brucha came by as well, and she brought a kugel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a nice meeting, but they're going to also come back tomorrow night for a little bit. And Earl's coming. Okay. Earl's coming by tomorrow night as well.
Wow.
And just so everyone on the call knows, at 2:15, we've opened up the call for friends of Mom, neighbors and whatnot. It doesn't mean you can't speak. It doesn't mean you can't stay on. But before it gets crowded again, if anybody wants to say anything now, I'd recommend you say it now.
Thanks, Dan.
Barry?
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, who was that? Who is that?
It's Sissy Ashen, Tarabello.
Oh, hey, it's Sippy. Mom, remember Sippy?
Of course I do.
I'm not a good speaker, but our earliest memories are of Aunt Dory and the family, and I think I speak for the whole family about how excited we all were when we all got together, and we all appreciate the great times that we've had. And like my brother said, that times in Washington, and thank you, Aunt Dory, for everything you always did for us to make us comfortable and with the family and make it.
Hi, this is Vivian Clare.
Hi, Vivian. Can hang. Hang on a second. Those people are joining. Hang on. Sippy, go on. Continue, please.
No, that was it. It is our earliest and fondest memory. I think I speak for most of our family, getting together with your family, and we love you, Aunt Dory, and wish you all the best and continued, whatever we can. Thank you.
My mom's got a smile on her face. Thank you, Shippy, for saying that.
You're
so
welcome.
Nice.
Barry, this is Martin again. I just wanted to say, Dory.
Martin, can you speak up a little bit?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Dory, I'm going to go now. And as Betsy would say, bye, love.
Aw.
Right, Mom? Martin said, as Betsy would say, bye, love. Right, Martin? By love or my love? Okay.
My love. Either way, my love. My love.
Aw.
Yeah.
Thank you, Martin.
Thank you.
Okay, before we get on to friends, are there any more family members that want to say anything?
Well, I want to thank you, Barry, for helping this happen. It's Anne. Okay.
It's absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You're welcome. Thank all of you for calling in. It was so nice of you to do. I really appreciate it.
Take care, hon.
Yeah, thanks for taking care of it, Barry. Thank you.
Thank you. We love you.
Thank you, Barry.
Love you, Barry.
And all you family members, if you want to stay on the line, you're welcome to. You don't have to, but you're welcome to stay on the line.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.
Barry.
I just wanted to thank everyone.
This is Alan here as well. Alan.
Hey, I just wanted to send the love out to everyone, and especially the Tarabellas. We were talking with your parents this morning about all the awesome memories at your house and that big green Shea lounge.
It's probably still there somewhere.
Lisa McGregor.
Well, we loved your dog Taffy too, you know.
Oh, thank you. I heard a couple people come on, but I just heard Lisa McGregor come on. Remember Lisa McGregor?
Of course I remember Lisa.
From Ritz.
Hi, Dory. Right. Lisa, hi. How are you? I'm all right. Yeah. I know life isn't easy for anyone. I've thought about you quite a bit, and
this is Marion Kerman.
This is Marie Viva.
It sounds like it's coming penny by penny.
Well, Lisa told me for those who just got in, hang on a second. We're talking with Lisa McGregor, Mom's old coworker from Ritz, and. Lisa told me last night she's working at Fitzgerald Auto Mall.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's something.
This is Alan
Resnick. They will be very good to you.
And also, Lisa told me that she may come by tomorrow. Is that okay for her to come by and see you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
This is Victor Cohen.
This is Dahlia Tesher.
Andy and Herb Oberman.
Hi. This is Sam Steinberg.
And
hey, Sam, how are you?
Hi, is this Barry?
Yeah, Sam, this is Barry, and Dory's here, and also Al's here in the room as well, and we got a bunch of friends and some family on the line as well. And and I know there's a lot of people that came in, and I missed a lot of people, but Sam, how are you doing?
I'm fine. I just wanted to say hello to Dory and tell her that I'm thinking about her. I think about her a lot because she was a very good friend of Cecile's. So I just wanted to call and say hello.
Hey, Sam, we found an old picture of Dory and Cecile dressed up as Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy.
Oh, yeah. That's from workshop.
That's from workshop.
That's from workshop.
Yeah,
that's from workshop.
Yeah.
Right.
It was,
I had
59.
That even. We didn't have any.
I remember seeing that picture.
It was from Purim.
Purim, yeah.
Oh,
right.
Purim. That makes noise.
For the first time we dressed up with Purim.
Yeah.
I remember that. Alan, I don't know if you remember me. You were in workshop at Orim.
Who is it?
Who?
This is Marion. It was Rosenfeld.
Oh,
it was Snyder.
Marion.
Yeah.
Hi, Marion.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Can you hear it? Got your good ear?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Hi, Dory. This is Marie. I just wanted to say hello for me and Jenny. Jenny's out of range right now, but I'm here, and, you know, definitely we're always thinking about you.
This is Victor Barry. Thank you for making this possible.
My pleasure. Yeah. Thank you for calling, Victor. This
sure.
is Victor Cohen, is that right?
Yes.
Hi,
okay.
Dan.
And lots
of, from California are
lots
also
of love to Dory.
The best. We are
Wait, there's some people talking over each other. Can we, Victor, can you say what you said again, please?
I just said lots of love to Dory, and Cookie joins me as well in sending our love.
Okay, yeah, great.
Well, Barry, can I say it again?
Sure. Hello?
Hello, this is Larry Howe and Martha Tack in Vermont.
Oh. Barry?
Yes.
Larry. Yes.
It's
yes.
Regina. It sounds like you've got a cast of thousands. I don't know how you're keeping all of this straight.
Barry, this is Dahlia Tesher from Chicago.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate this. I'm sitting here with this big grin on my face listening to everybody. And remembering all the wonderful times we all had together. Dory, you have our love. Yossi sends his love. And that's all I don't know. That's all I can say.
And who is this again?
This is Dahlia Tesher.
Do you remember her, Mom?
Dahlia Stein.
Dahlia Stein, right.
A workshopper. Victor.
Right. Well, before workshop, we were at Hapuanim Tavor together.
Oh.
Yeah, for a few years.
Dory, this is Marion again. I want to tell you how much I have loved having our conversations. The few times we got together, we were able to have a nice long talk. I so admire your attitude. And I still say Mishal Berach every Friday night. I figure somehow it's got to help.
Who is this again?
Marion.
Marion.
Yeah.
Marion.
And of course it has to help and does help. And it can't help but help.
Okay. You know,
this is Alan Resnick, Marion. I mean, Dory.
Yeah. You remember Alan?
Hi.
Of course.
From workshop?
Of course.
Hi, Dory. I've been thinking about you.
Hi.
You're such a sweet person. I always loved you.
You know, Dory, this is Regina. You know, Dory, what you've managed to do, what nobody else has managed to do for the last umpteen
everybody
years.
Get everybody on a phone together.
You've gotten a reunion, a workshop reunion.
That's right.
We never even had to leave home. Boy, we have Barry, that's terrific.
And it's a reunion where we can fight with one another.
This is Marlene Goldfarb calling from San Francisco. Dory, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit emotional, but
Who is this again, by the way?
Marlene Goldfarb.
Marlene Goldfarb.
Yeah. And hi to all the workshoppers and to Dory.
Hi.
I love you, and I always treasure the times that we spent together in Maryland. And sorry that we missed each other the last time. And I'm just, you know, I also say Misha Berach every weekend.
Yeah.
So, who's next?
Hi, Dory. This is Esther, Edie's daughter.
Mom, it's Esther again. It's Esther.
Hi, Esther.
Hi, I know you got to see my mom today. And I just wanted to send love and let you know we're all thinking of you and praying for you and hope that you're enjoying having everybody with you and that you're feeling as well as you can.
Hey,
Dory,
you're
Mary. This is Sandy and Herb Oberman from California.
Hey,
and
Sandy
we
and Herb.
Thrief mates of Dory.
Oh, they were thrief mates. Do you remember them?
I have Dory for a long time. So my image of Dory is 50 years old. And you look beautiful, Dory. And I can imagine me opening my door and you opening your door at the same time. And that's the vision I have of you. And it's,
oh,
there's a huge smile. And all you want from me is a little bit more coffee.
A little more coffee.
More.
A little more coffee. She still wants a little more coffee. I made her coffee today, yesterday, and the day before, using her patented methods of grinding the coffee and French pressing, of course, the only way.
I'm sorry, we only had.
And Esther. Esther, are you still there? Okay.
Barry, hi. This is Marie.
It's Marie.
Marie.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, sweetie. Well, of course, I have to join in the love fest here and, you know, for both me and for Jenny and to see, you know, how much you mean to us and to our lives for the last 26, 27 years. So, you know, we love you and we're thinking about you all the time. And, of course, since we're nearby now because we just moved here, we're hoping to get to visit you in the next week. So I will try to arrange a time to come and see you, too.
Hey, this is
Marie.
Marie,
yeah.
you've got my cell number, right?
Yes, I do.
Call me later today, and we'll arrange it, okay?
Okay, all right. Well, I got to get back to work, but I just wanted to let you know that we love you and we're thinking about you.
Thanks, Marie.
All right.
Hi, Dory. This is Pam on Meredith Avenue, your neighbor. How are you?
Hi,
here?
Pam.
So, hi, baby. Hi. It's so good to hear your voice. Just wanted to let you know everyone here on Meredith is thinking about you, and we miss you a lot, and I miss chatting with you in the court, and Curtis says hello, too.
Thank you. Is there anybody here, by the way, who needs to speak or needs to get off the phone soon and please speak up right now. I don't want to keep you from work if you need to be there.
I don't need to get off the phone soon, Barry, but this is Jody, Dory's friend.
Hey, Jody.
Hi, and this is Barry Hard, Dory. I just love you so much, and I want you to know, you know, how much I've valued your friendship. I mean, I really, really feel lucky to have met you all those years ago when I moved to D.C., and it's really been a bonus not only to know you, but to meet all of your lovely sons and their families.
She says thank you.
Okay. This is Victor Cohen again. Dory, I would just like you to thank your neighbor who was so gracious to us when we came to visit. And we sat out on your porch and enjoyed the wonderful breeze and looking at your beautiful glass artwork reflecting the sun. Anyway, your neighbor was just wonderful to us, so please thank her again. And Dory, you were, even though you weren't physically there, you were present.
That was Victor Cohen. That was Victor Cohen, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, this is Morty Tarabello.
This is Morty Tarabello?
Yeah, the oldest of the crew. And we also want to wish you the best and also, you know, bring back the memories of good old Utah Avenue and staying there for Shabbos with you and, you know, having a good time as cousins always do, and particularly with the aunts and uncles we had there. So I just want to wish our best also. And our thoughts are with you, too.
Mom, it's Morty. Remember Morty? Yeah.
Morty Parabello.
Yeah.
Hi, Morty.
How are you?
Wow. Well, I'm surprised. What a surprise.
Well, thank your son for putting it all together.
He did.
Gary,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Tremendous. Really, I'm glad I have this opportunity to say hello and wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you all for calling in, by the way.
Wait. Hi, Dory. It's Robin.
Robin. Hello.
Hi. How are you
doing?
Just wanted to send you a big hug and lots of love. And love from Karen and or Karen and of course Larry and Martha and talk to Mary Hughes also. So they send their love.
Dory?
Yeah, this is Larry
yes.
and Martha.
This is Regina. Can you hear me?
Hi, Regina.
Hi, Dory. I'm going to be in town next week, and Barry, I'm going to call you so that we can arrange, God willing, for us to have a short visit.
Okay.
And, Dory, I think you should tell all your loving friends and family who are calling you in that if they want to be really, really special to you, they should all vote for Obama because that would make you really happy.
Amen.
Hello, my name is Jonathan Taravello.
Hey. Oh, is that Yoni?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, it's Yoni Taravello.
Hello, how are you? How's everyone?
Hey, Yoni.
Yes.
You remember Yoni, Mom?
Of course I do.
Hi, Andori. How are you? How are you feeling?
Someone's got to turn off their feedback on their phone or something.
Hello?
Oh, that's better.
I put the thing.
I'm
what?
Better.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's gone.
Anyways, how are you? How's everything? I know there's 18 people on the call, so I don't know who's listening. And Dory, we love you. We miss you. And, you know, I don't know much to say, but, you know, we had a lot of good times together in Detroit and in Washington, D.C.
Yoni, thank you. And Mom got a smile on her face.
Mm-hmm. Is my mother there?
She was here earlier. She's gonna come back. You're going to come back later.
Okay.
Come back later. You're going to see her tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm glad you could speak on the phone and, everything. So,
yeah, give you a call when your mom comes in tomorrow night?
What?
Are you saying that you want us to give you a call when your mom comes in tomorrow night?
Oh, she's coming in tomorrow night?
No. She was here today, but she's also going to be in tomorrow night.
She went away for the...
She stayed with Bracha.
Oh. Oh, okay, in Baltimore. All right, no, I just wanted to say hello. Did you get my text yesterday? I sent you an email.
Yeah, I read it. I read it to Mom today. It was really nice.
I haven't been a good nephew or a good cousin. You know, I guess we get busy and we get sidetracked in life. I guess. So. All right, I just wanted to say hello. My thoughts are with everyone and. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Yoni.
No problem. We love you, Andori. We love you. We'll always love you. And, you sound good anyways, okay? So, all right. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
before the next person talks, I just want to say that you guys have elicited more conversation, more talking from my mom than anybody has all day. This is amazing. Thank you. Who wants to say something next?
I do. I have a bunch of people waiting for me. So, this is Dory. This is Amy from my roomie group, and I'm so glad to get this opportunity to talk to you. I think of you and sending me love all the time, and this is just so great that Barry can do this for you. I'd love to come visit. Soon if that's possible, but you know, I just didn't want to intrude, but so this is a great opening, and we love you so much.
It's Amy. Amy, are you local,
Amy,
by the way?
Amy Wilson, yes.
You're local? If you're local,
yes.
If anybody's local and you want to visit my mom, give me a call today and we'll figure it out, okay?
All right, I'll do that. And I just want to say, I mean, there's so many wonderful, so many things, Dory, that you mean to me, and just so much of your spirit, incredible spirit, and your humor, and our great political talks, and just goes on, and we're all sending you love, and hope to be able to touch base with you and see you a little bit. And so I guess that's about it, my dear. Wishing you every day to be
a good day.
Just completely with yourself, as I know you are. And much love. I'll call you later, Barry. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Amy.
Barry, this is Sam. I'm going to call you later also, and I'd like to, if Dory's up to it, I'd like to come and visit her sometime.
Sounds great. I'll talk to you.
Okay.
Call me today if you can.
All right, I will. I'm going to sign off. Dory, I'll try and come visit you. We'll talk. Take care.
Barry, this is
terrific. This is. Thank you for doing this. This is really wonderful.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Hey, this is Regina. How many people did you have call in today?
Regina, I don't know how many called in, but I found probably about 75 people, both probably half and half, or half friends, half family. So it sounds like a good portion of that actually called in. That's pretty amazing.
Holy
Regina,
Moses,
that's fantastic.
Barry, what's the website for conferencing? Freeconferencing.com?
It's
very good.
Yeah, and I'll also there's going to be a recording of this somewhere, so I can send that out if you guys are interested in this whole conversation. If not, that's fine. But who's next?
My name is Hannah. Am I next?
Yeah, go ahead, Hannah.
Hi, Barry. I'm glad to meet you, even if it's only on telephone. I'm also a workshop mate of Dory's.
Mom, do you remember Hannah from workshop? Mom?
What?
Hannah from workshop?
Of course.
Yeah?
Of course I do.
Hi, Dory.
Hi, Hannah. How are you?
I'm okay. I wish you were too. There are two reasons I would love to have a workshop reunion. The first one would be to see you and hear you again. The second one would be to hear Cy and Lani sing together again.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
So,
the second one was what?
To hear Cy and Lani sing together and get us all singing together again. That was one of the most wonderful experiences we had as young people.
Yeah.
And there are a few regrets in my life, and one of the biggest is not seeing you since workshop, which is over 50 years. But I hear your voice in my heart. And I hear your voice in my ears, and I'm always impressed still to this day. I've been trying to figure out how. And all the workshop as a foot, where everybody was going wild and talking crazy, your voice was the voice of sanity with crazy, special ideas, original ideas, very quiet. But everybody listened. Everybody stopped screaming and yelling, and they just listened.
That's true.
I think that's a quality you have that is just so special. And, well, I wish everybody could, I wish we could all emulate it, but I think it's a special ingredient that you have in your personality that we just can't, we just don't have it. So, but thank you for it. And I'm hoping that every day for you will be a good one, as good as possible. And it's wonderful that you're surrounded with loving children. That's the real gift. And I want to send my love, although it's right now it's from Pittsburgh, but usually from much farther away. And I wish I could come and see you, but it's not possible at the moment. So just a big hug and lots of love always. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you didn't hear me the first time around, I'm very grateful to hear your voice. And
are you getting tired, Dory?
Tired?
Are we wearing you out?
No, you're wearing me in.
Well, you're wearing you in. Yeah, you're definitely in.
That's a prime example.
I can tell you that when you guys are talking, whoever's talking, who is a friend of hers, is reinvigorating.
Oh, stop it. You'll be all right. It's free conferencing that time.
It doesn't matter what it is.
How did you make this call? It's a wonderful way to do things.
Yeah, definitely is.
Now, these are people who many of us haven't spoken to each other for almost 50 years.
For over 50 years.
Or over 50 years, yes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's absolutely
wow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to hear everybody's voices.
Right.
Yeah.
Dory, it's Regina again. Are you listening to some music?
Yeah.
Well, she's not listening to music at this moment.
So different kinds of music, voices of friends and loving family and people around her. But I know music is very, very important. So I was just hoping that you are surrounded with music that you really love, that elevates your spirits.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Hannah.
Dory,
that was Regina.
I really love you. And Regina, she's my roommate. Hi.
Yes. I thought you were calling from Israel, Chana.
No, I'm in Pittsburgh at the moment.
Well, it's nice to have you closer. I wish you'd come down and visit.
My mother is, I'm here with my mother taking care of her for a little while to give my sister a little vacation.
And she came to see
me,
Alan.
My mother very soon, next week, and that's when I hope to see Dory. Chana? And everybody else from workshop, much, much, much love, but special, special love to you, Dory. I hope to see you next week. I'm going to sign off. It's a little bit like being on a subway train in New York, so I'm pushing myself out the door. And sending you wishes for Shabbat Shalom. Barry, thank you so much for doing this. And be well, all of you.
The same for me. Barry, thank you so much. And Dory, lots of love. And all the best every day, every hour.
Thank you.
I love you from the deepest part of my heart and for many layers. Bye-bye.
Dory.
Hi, Dory.
Catherine.
Hello, who is this?
I had started speaking. I don't want to intrude on everybody else. This is Catherine Jones.
Catherine Jones.
Yeah.
Kathy.
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay, how about you?
Pretty good. I love hearing all your friends because all of us have the same experience of you. You're a great spirit. And even though we haven't had a lot of direct contact over the years, that's been a very close part of my heart when I think about you. Your generosity and your calm and your loving heart has always been very special to us. Anne's not on the call. I don't know if she'll be able to be on the call today, but I know
I'm speaking for both of us, and I'm sorry my phone seems to be creating a problem. So I wanted you to know that I was calling in, and I wanted you to know that you will remain in our hearts forever, really. And if we can get down to see you, we will make our best effort to do that.
Sorry, I don't know who else is on the line. Is anybody?
This is Dahlia. I'm on the line, but I'm going to be hanging up. I just want to send you again my love, and I've been thinking about you for a long time, praying for you. Hope that you have a good day, and every day should be good for you. All right. Love
it's
you
Dahlia.
So much. Yes.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. My mom just nodded.
Hi, Dory. This is Alan Resnick from Pittsburgh.
Great.
And
hi, Alan. So good to hear from you.
It's just wonderful to hear your voice again after all these years. And I just always respected you so much on workshop, you know. You were really about the nicest person on the kibbutz. And I thought about you all these years, and my son is in Virginia, and I tried to get to see you, but I just couldn't work it out at the time. But perhaps in the future, if I go visit him, I can visit you. So I'm going to hang up now, and I just love you.
And I love you, too.
Thank you.
And I look forward to talking to you all very soon.
That would be great.
Is there anybody else who hasn't spoken as of yet?
I don't know.
Well, this is Vivian Clare, and I just want to send my love again, Dory, and Bonnie wishes she could join us, but she's at work.
Hey, Dory, this is Marlene Goldfarb. I'm also going to hang up now. It's been wonderful, and Barry, thank you so much for doing this.
That was Marlene Goldfarb. Yes.
Hi, it's Daniil again.
Hey, Daniil. Mom, it's Daniil.
A little tough to gather my thoughts, but I just want to thank your mom for the wonderful times that we had. I remember, I don't know if she remembers, but I remember when we went up to Vermont, we went fishing.
Do you remember when you went fishing in Vermont? She's nodding, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She took me and Daniil fishing, and I remember. Curious if she remembers. You guys would come over on Hanukkah, almost every year. And one year, I was building something, and your mom came down and helped me put back together my father's saw, and it was really just very, very sweet and special. I don't know if she remembers.
Hey, Daniil, what did you say? You one year what?
I was building things, and your mom would come and help me building things. And it was really, really very, very sweet and special. And I just want to thank her for it.
That was from Daniil. He thanks you for helping him and for everything.
Barry, this is Mary, and I want to know if it's okay if I can send emails through you to your mom since she won't be reading them herself.
Yeah, send them to me or call me if you need to get in touch with me. And if anybody's local and they want to try and see mom, give me a call today if you can.
I did send you one before when I got the email through Regina, but I just feel from time to time I just need to call or send a message or something. So if I bug you, you'll know it's me.
Bug me all you want. That's great.
All right. Dory, I'm going to say goodbye now.
Okay.
And, you know, I love you dearly. And anytime, if you do ever have the muse to talk, I'm right here. I love you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Is anybody next? Is anybody else there? Who is that? Who just spoke?
Dory, it's Lisa again.
It's Lisa McGregor.
I wanted to tell you that I love you very much, and I hope to visit you very soon.
Wonderful.
And that you're so very special to me, and you've helped me so much. You're just a rare gem of a person.
Lisa, this is Barry. I've heard lots of great things about you from a lot of different people. From my sister-in-law, from my brothers, and my mother.
Thank you.
Lisa, Mom. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Lisa. And tomorrow is good, the same time. And if you want to give me, I don't know if I gave you the address, but if you want to give me a call, we can give, you know, I can get you the details if I didn't give them to you before.
Okay, I'll call a little later.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
Love you.
I love you too.
Thank you all for coming on the phone call. Anybody else out there that wants to say anything, or should we wrap it up?
Barry,
I think that may be
Catherine.
It. Oh,
Barry, this
Catherine.
Is Catherine.
I'll
I'm
say,
still on the
say goodbye.
Line. And,
I'm sorry. There was two people talking over each other. Catherine, go ahead. What were you saying?
I'll probably give you a call later today or tomorrow on your personal line. Do you think the call will be over? I mean, was there a planned time for it to be over?
Yeah, it was supposed to be over a long time ago. But if I would say in the next in 15 minutes, after 15 minutes, we'll definitely be over, probably a lot sooner than that. I think we're going to – it sounds like there's not a lot of people who are left
okay.
to talk. So if you give me a call in 15 minutes or half an hour, we can talk.
Okay, I'll try and do that. Thank you. Bye-bye. I'm going to hang up now.
Okay, bye.
Bye,
Dory.
Lisa.
Love
talk
you.
To you soon.
Yeah.
Love you all.
Anybody else out there?
Hi, Dory. It's Robin. I just wanted to tell you I love you, and maybe I'll see you.
It's Robin, Mom.
Hi, Robin.
Hi. Good to hear your voice.
You can hear my voice?
Yeah.
Good to hear your voice.
Okay.
Yeah. Sending you big hugs, lots of love. So I'll sign off.
Okay. Thank you, Robin.
Bye-bye.
Anybody else? Should we wrap it up? Oh, go ahead. Who is there who said something? Go ahead.
This is Stephanie, Yoni's wife.
Mom, it's Yoni's wife, Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Aunt Dory. I just wanted to call and let you know that we're thinking of you and we love you very, very much.
Thank you, Stephanie. It was nice.
Okay. And I think my mother's there. My mother-in-law is there with you now.
Well, no, your mother-in-law came by to see Dory this morning, and then they're staying with Bracha, and they're going to come by tomorrow evening.
Fine. Okay, good, good. Okay, good. And my father-in-law came in also, or just my mother-in-law?
Yeah, he came in as well.
Okay, good. Okay, fine. Okay, I'm glad that I had the chance to talk to your mother, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no problem. Bye-bye.
Bye, Stephanie. Okay, guys, I guess unless anybody has anything else, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you for calling in. Lots of love to you. And if you want to visit Mom, if you're in the local area, give me a call today. Okay, bye-bye.
Well, I'm going to try to.